This is Northwest News from KPLU. 2 minutes. That's how much time you have to get out of your home once your smoke alarm goes off. What else do you need to know to survive a fire? KPLU's Paula Whissel put the question to Washington's Deputy Fire Marshal, Lysandra Davis.
Davis says the most important thing to do is make sure you have working smoke alarms and test them every month.
Properly installed and maintained fire protection devices can prevent most fire deaths.
Last year, 52 people died in fires in Washington, up slightly from the year before. 7 were children. Already this year, 3 children have died in a house fire in Centralia. Davis says kids can be especially vulnerable because they tend to sleep soundly. She says you can buy alarms that flash strobe lights or shake the bed or even use the parent's voice. But it's still important for children to practice what to do if there's a fire. For example, they should learn 2 ways out of every room.
Knowing either the window or through the door and testing that door to make sure there is no fire behind it.
And when there's a fire, don't stop and grab photo albums or heirlooms. You don't have time. Davis says the 2 minutes you have to get out is actually less than it was a few decades ago. The reason? More highly flammable composite materials in everything from clothing to furniture. Paula Whissel, KPLU News.